Hello and welcome to Believers Family Church. We are so blessed that you've tuned in today. We are a growing church lifting up Jesus in the beautiful and historic Johnstown, New York. God has called us here to set the captives free. We pray and we believe that today's message will produce great fruit in your life. He who the Son set free is free indeed, and we call you free. Enjoy today's message.
How would you feel if you were going through something really hard, didn't know what this answer was, and you're kind of like breaking down to the last degree, and you're saying, God, I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle this, Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't handle it. And His response came back to you. It's okay. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength be made perfect in your weakness. So God is saying, I've got your back. I've got you covered. I'm going to walk you through this. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. And when you begin to see the picture painted and you're looking at these scriptures and say, wow, because your Bible is going to be all black and white, but where God is talking, I highlight it in red because I want to see, well, God, this came from you. And He said unto me, grace is sufficient. That's why I made it an acronym, because I wanted to remember that it's under and favor. We didn't pay for it. It's favor of God on us. He's placing it on us. No matter what we've gone through, what we're doing now, what we're involved with, whatever, God says, I know the flesh weakness. I know this, but know this. If you receive Jesus Christ, He comes into your life. He's working from the spirit out, not the mind out. The spirit out. Your spirit got born again. Your mind can't get born again. Your spirit gets born again. He's the one that goes to heaven. That's why He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And He said, my grace is sufficient. God's riches at Christ's expense. He paid it all, didn't He? He paid it all. He gets caught up to paradise. He sees them some things that are unlawful to talk about. And God says, I got you covered, Paul. I got you covered. I got you covered. Did you ever see this verse of Scripture, Acts 10:38? You probably got it highlighted, marked, circled, and everything else. You probably got a rainbow verse there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, not bad, healing all, not some. Doing good, not bad, healing all, not some. I said He went around doing good, not bad, healing all, not some, who were oppressed by the devil. It's funny how that showed up over there, the messenger of Satan there in Paul's letter to the Corinthian church. And now in the book of Acts, we come over here and we see, wow. Remember, He was caught up to the third heaven. He saw things. In the book of Acts, He starts to share some of those things that He sees. And He must have saw this. He must have seen how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with Him. How many of you know, if Jesus wasn't human, He couldn't have died? He couldn't have felt pain. He couldn't have felt the whipping. He couldn't feel the crown of thorns and the nails going in His hands and just hanging there to die. That's what I look at. I said, wow. So I started thinking about the church body. I started thinking about all these things. I said, God, You are so full of love. Yes. Amen. God is so full of love. God is love. So aren't you glad we can come to a place and say, not physically, geographically, but in our life, we can come to a place where it says, wow, God, no matter how bad I mess up, You will never stop loving me. He's the one that wrote the song, I Can't Stop Loving You. He wrote that and gave the lyrics to somebody else. But God says, I can't stop loving you. He said, I just want you to be in a membership. I want you to be like your body is. You know, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you, because the head couldn't get anywhere if there were no feet. Think about it. All the parts that God put together. He said, wow. So he gave me that picture, that human picture. He says, this is what it's all about. This is what Paul was talking about. And he wanted to let us know that membership, the body and the body, membership is an attribute of God's grace. His grace is what keeps churches together. His great grace is what keep people full of love and staying in love. His grace covers the sinner and helps him become a saint. His grace. He's watching everybody. See, we don't have a right to send somebody to hell. And God paid the price for that, so they don't have to go there. Nobody wants to see that. We don't have to go there. You get Jesus Christ in your heart, and you're going to have to grow in that. But he's not going to send you to hell for making a mistake. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, whew. Getting hot here. Membership, this is biblical. Trying to help us all out. The tighter we become, the stronger we are, right? We're not single members. We're one body with many parts. Membership means, this is a real hard definition, the state of being a member. Membership means, it also means members of an organization, because sometimes you have to get a membership to be part of an organization. That was two definitions, but I saw that second one, well, in the state of being a member. So in other words, if we're hooked into the body of Christ, guess what? We're a member. Membership always makes the body stronger. This is so cool. I'm just loving this. I'm loving this. Guess what I can't do by myself? I can't carry this across the room. Or if it was something heavier, one person can't carry it, but if two pick it up, that's membership. One part helping the other. Did you ever try to carry a 5-gallon pail of water with water in it and try to lift it with one finger? You can't. The whole hand can. So every one of us today is something in the body. I mean, Paul wrote that epistle. He talked about it. We'll go down through that. But he wants us to know we're all valuable. Yes. We're all important. Yes. Yes. We're vital parts of this body, this physical body. We're all part of it. And membership in the body of Christ. So he wrote this epistle under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Membership always makes the body stronger. Why? Romans 12, verse 4 and 5 says this. We're almost done. Romans 12, verse 4 to 5 and verse 21. This is so profound. For as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. And then verse 21 says, be not overcome evil, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I remember a story one time that somebody told pertaining to this, but he said, wow, you know what? These people are so mean to me. I'm just going to do the worst thing I can do just to get back to them. And then the other side of the coin is, no matter how bad they are to you, you be good to them because you wear their badness down. You'll destroy the evil by doing good. Why? Because Paul said, good overcomes evil. I didn't write it. He said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You see, we do that without knowing it sometimes on a weekly basis, daily basis, almost hour by hour. But we have kids in our neighborhood that love Twizzlers. I told you that before, right? And we're the only people on the block that serve it. So guess what? It's like the Pied Piper. You bring the Twizzlers out, and out come the kids. Out of the woodwork, north, south, east, and west. We don't even know where they all come from. But we do know this. They like Twizzlers. So guess what? We've earned their friendship by overcoming evil with Twizzlers. Or good, rather, I should say. Right? The principle works. In other words, the way to get somebody that doesn't like you and really hates you, the way to get them to love you is bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Amen. That's what we do. We're givers. Givers of love. We embrace these kids. They trust us. Why? We're just some of the neighbors on a block, except of the other neighborhood, for the most likely are kind of backwards. We're forwards. And when we love these kids, we're having fun with them. So we ask them, well, how many do you need? They said 20. That's a half a bag. So, but they're right, because the other ones were down a block. So they came to collect. So we divide them into twos. So 10 children times two Twizzlers is 20 Twizzlers. They were right. So we kind of watched it. This was so cool. So really, that verse 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Our natural reaction is to fight back, isn't it? For the heathen, that is. So good will always overcome evil. Meaning that God will always overcome the devil. Good will always overcome evil. Meaning that God will always overcome the devil. So we come down to 1 Corinthians. This is our closing chapter. It's called Membership Personified. In other words, now it's by person. Listen to what Paul writes here. Can you imagine the revelations that he had when he was up that third heaven? Said, wow, the guy who persecuted the church got a chance to write about the church. The guy who had his eyes blinded by the brightness of the glory. Here's what he writes. Verse 12, verse 14 to 18, and 27 to 28. For as the body is one, it's all one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 14 says, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not part of the body? It's so far away. Sometimes maybe you can walk on your hands and feet. Maybe you could touch them. But this is what this apostle is saying. For the body is not one member. The whole body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. Glory. You could take that in a lot of different directions. I mean, the human body, the feet are never going to be jealous that the head is up there. Is it? So Paul writes this epistle pertaining to the human body so that we could get it together to let us know, listen, you're not all the same. You're all valuable. So guess what? The person who preaches up here, the musicians up here, are no better than the people that clean the church. What would happen if the church cleaners went on strike and they came in with bales of hay and threw it all over the place, all over up here, and then the worship team's got to come in and dig through the hay? Somebody's taking care of this. Somebody made this nice. Somebody made all this nice so we would have a beautiful place of worship. And God was saying, if you can manage this, then you can manage something bigger. That's what he's looking for, the body of Christ. Wow. So he uses the illustration of the human body to get to the spiritual body, and he writes this. He set him in there as it pleased him. How many of you know that there are those of you that have giftings that I don't have, but they all work together? We have an awesome worship team, and we all work together to make the service be what it is. People at the soundboard, people putting the whole thing together, putting the songs together, making this come. We get here to come and sit down and just stand and worship and lift our hands to God and just shout and scream and holler and say, thank you, Jesus. You can do that in this Pentecostal church. You can do that here. You can. The little kids know because they get in the aisle, they dance and jump around and up and down. They're all excited. Why? You know what? When Pastor Bernie does a few bars on that one song and it stops, they go. They're dancing around. All of a sudden, they go. You just see them. You watch them. They don't know what to do after that. Why did it stop? They came to love. This family is full of dancers, right? And then we had your two daughters come. They want to dance. They get in here. They want to dance. They're here to rejoice and praise God. When the music stops, they freeze. God, it's so good. I'm glad I come here. Hallelujah. So coming down. Verse 27, membership personified. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. As God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily, prophets, thirdly, teachers, after that, miracles, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And then in verse 31, I like this. After all that Paul said there, here's how he closes this out. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And he goes in. So guess what? We should all be so blessed that we are a gift in the body of Christ. We are a gift. Not talking about something you give, but we are a gift. So gifts are meant to receive. Glory to Jesus. So here comes the power of love. This is what Paul was talking about. He said, verse 31, chapter 12, closing comments. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet. So he's talking about the gifts, and then he says, and yet I show you a more excellent way. He goes right into chapter 13, and he says in verse 13, now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. And you look at Solomon's proverb, and he said, hatred stirs up stripes, but love covers all sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Woo! Aren't you glad you're covered? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad you don't have to walk around beating ourselves up because hatred stirs up strife. So if people got a bunch of hatred, they just stir up trouble all the time. But love covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise.
Thank you for listening today. We would love to see and to meet you at one of our services. We are located at 150 South Comrie Avenue in Johnstown, New York. Our services are Sunday morning at 9 and Tuesday evening at 7. For more information about our services and all about what we believe, please go to our website at www.believersfamilychurch.org. That's www.believersfamilychurch.org. Come and worship Jesus together with us at BFC. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.